We're looking at a map of the town. It almost feels like Old San Juan is like an island. I know it's not an island, but
it is an island. Yes, it's a very small island. It's only about 3 square miles, and the city per se is only about 1 square mile, so it's very small and there's a lot to see in this little piece of land. Right now we are standing in Columbus Square. This is the entrance to the town for the people coming from land. This area is the oldest part of town. This was the main entrance for people coming from boat. This is the original port. The boats used to anchor here, come out in smaller boats, walking through the San Juan Gate, which we'll get to see, walk through the Caleta de San Juan Street, which we'll get to see, go to the cathedral, praise God, we survived this trip. That's the first step. I mean, it's a very dangerous trip. Many people would not survive it. You have pirates going after Spanish boats. They had hurricanes. There was no internet. They have diseases. There was no refrigeration, so they would get poisoned with the water. They wouldn't know what to do. And there was testosterone. When you have over 100 men in a small boat for 6 weeks, they're going to kill each other. And they did. So they hired twice as many sailors as they needed because they knew many of them would die. So whoever made it alive to land has to be praiseful to God. So that's the first stop. Let's give thanks to God. Second stop, let's go to the city hall, get registered. Third stop, goes to customs and pay. So those are the first streets. In order to protect the port, they built a small fort here called La Fortaleza. There's a problem. If the enemy makes it all the way to this beach, it's too late. So they built another fort on the tip of the island of Old San Juan. Originally, it was a medieval tower, and it grew up to be El Morro Fort, which is huge. So from there, they would attack the enemy coming. And they built another fort on the other side of the entrance of the San Juan Bay. So there used to be crossfire. La Fortaleza, the original tower, it was turned into the governor's mansion. And this is the oldest executive mansion in the hemisphere. The governor has been living there since the 1540s. Not the same guy, of course. We've had over 160 governors that have lived there. But it's a very important building, and we'll get to see it as well. We used to have 3 main gates. Puerta de San Juan, which is still standing. Puerta de Tierra, or Puerta de Santiago, which used to be here next to this plaza. This is for people coming from land. And Puerta de San Justo, which is a gate they open up later on for people coming from the new port.
So they were demolished on purpose rather than any kind of battle or anything?
In the late 1800s, they demolished part of the San Juan Wall. There used to be a wall going all around the city. They demolished part of it because they needed to allow the city to grow. It was very inconvenient to be in a gated city. At 6 p.m., they closed the gates, and if you're outside, you're outside. You're going to sleep outside. It's not going to be nice. There's no hotels, there's no restaurants, there's nothing. So, the other problem, they had sanitary problems. Right now in Old San Juan, there's about 3,500 residents. Back then, there used to be about 40,000. And there was no running water. So there were a lot of diseases going on because too many people. So they needed to allow the city to grow so people could live in other places. So it's a shame they demolished a significant part of the wall, maybe about 30% of the wall. But luckily, most of the wall leads towards the ocean, so there's no need to demolish it, and it's still there.
And that's all protected by UNESCO orders now.
Yeah. Yes, this is protected by the United Nations.
Do you still get problems with the infrastructure in the town? Because I guess, under the streets, the pipes and the sewage, it's really old. I mean, they can't really dig it up easily, can they?
It requires maintenance. But, I mean, it's a big priority for us. The forts per se are protected by the United States National Park Service, and the inside infrastructure is protected by the local government.